seen a resurgence by the Native Hawaiian community to protect the remaining fish ponds in the islands. Now, new research is shedding light about what needs to be done to protect the culture resource as it comes under threat by climate change. Joining us today is University of Hawaii Professor Rosie Aligato to share a report out on the impacts to He'ia Fish Pond.
He'ia Fish Pond is important on many different levels. First of all, it's an extremely important cultural place because it's a fish pond that has been in existence for potentially 800 years. And so the fact that we have these structures that are man-made that were used for the production of food is really a testament to the ingenuity of our ancestors. And the other reason that is more recent is that it turns out that it's a great model system for us to understand the changes that are happening to the coastal environment, because the fish pond is where everything that comes down up from Mauka, up from upstream, meets the ocean. And so it's kind of like a little microcosm, you can think of it, of the larger coastal environment, except it's in a smaller place, so it's easier to study. So it's really important for a number of different reasons. And also, because fish ponds are being revitalized, it's a potential source for us to grow our own food. And so from a food security and also a resilience and sustainability point of view, it has a really high potential for Hawaii looking forward to be more independent and self-sustaining.
In recent years, we've seen kind of this renewed interest in restoring those fish ponds, and the community has really come together to focus their attention in Malama the Aina.
Yes, that's right. And I think that it really is emblematic of a lot of things. So, for instance, a lot of us who are living in town, we don't have backyards or gardens, you know, that we can malama. And so to have these large-scale community projects that we can all feel like we're a part of, that we're restoring, and that has many different, you know, importance and purposes and facets to that, it's so enriching. And then it also strengthens our social fabric of our community to be able to come together. And I think that especially these days, it is incredibly important if Hawaii can be, you know, an example, a shining example of how we come together as a community, a diverse community of people.
Well, I was last out there during the summer just before the king tides, and there was a lot of concern about what might happen over there. Tell us about the study that you folks did. I mean, you folks were tracking things there for 12 years.
Yes, for quite a long time. And so this is a group of researchers at the University of Hawaii in the Oceanography Department. And the senior authors are the professors are Margaret McManus and Kathleen Ruttenberg and myself, and we're all professors in the Oceanography Department. And through a partnership with He'ia Fish Pond, the stewards, Pai Pai O He'ia, they allowed us to come out and put instruments in their pond and to monitor the different kind of things that are happening in their pond. So, for instance, the tides and the temperature and the salinity and the pH and many different factors. And so that allowed us to model over a long period of time and to really get a portrait of how the pond changes over a really long period of time. And so beyond just seasonal changes, it allows us to look at things that happen over multi-annual or several-year patterns. And one of those is the El Nino climate phenomenon. So in this study, what we found was that a really tragic event, which was two fish kills that really negatively impacted He'ia Fish Pond's production of food fish, so they were trying to do this as a business, was likely the result of patterns and climate patterns that came about because of El Nino. So during El Ninos, we all know, we just went through one in 2015, 2016, and in addition to having an increase in hurricanes, one of the reasons why, the underlying reasons is that there's two reasons. One is that the ocean temperatures are warmer, and this is not associated necessarily with global warming. This is a seasonal warming of the ocean, and then it gets cooler. Like, for instance, we're in a cooler period right now with La Nina. And the other thing that happens during an El Nino is that our trade winds weaken. You know, we get a lot more kona weather. It's more sticky and boggy. And for fish in the ocean, that's not good, because if you are in a situation where you don't have good circulation and you can't move around, you're really in trouble as a fish. And that's exactly what happened in He'ia Fish Pond, unfortunately, at that time.
And share with our listeners who might not be aware, what kind of fish are being raised in the fish ponds?
So at that time, He'ia Fish Pond was really interested in raising moi, which is a super tasty fish for those of you who remember. It used to be much more frequently available at fish markets, but it has been less so now. So the idea is particularly with restoring these fish ponds, can we bring back some of those local favorites? And so in the fish pond, they are currently also raising abba or mullet, and those are some of the ones that they're really focusing on, because historically those were the fish that were raised in these fish ponds. And so one of the interesting things about moy, unfortunately, is that it can only breathe through its gills, so it has to stay in the water. So the water conditions have to be really good in order for it to thrive. Milkfish and other fish, they can come to the surface and breathe. So if there isn't as much oxygen in the water for whatever reason, they're still okay. But these moy fish were a little bit more sensitive because of the conditions we think brought about by the El Nino.
How large of a fish kill were we talking about? Hundreds, thousands?
We're talking thousands. So there were actually two fish kills that happened in 2009 at Heia Fish Pond. One was at the beginning of summer in May, and the other was in October, kind of, the end of the Hawaiian summer. And it was thousands. The first one, I believe, was about 8,000, and I think the second one was 10,000. And it was so dramatic that they realized that Heia Fish Pond really had to change the way that they were raising fish, because at that time they were raising them in net pens. And so while it was very efficient for growing and monitoring the fish, it didn't allow the fish to get out and escape in case of bad conditions. And so they really actually turned all their efforts towards restoration, because there was this realization that, hey, maybe we're not ready to grow fish because we have to repair our wall. And so that's really where their efforts have been these past 7 years. In 2015, they closed one of the huge gaps in their wall, and they've made amazing progress in restoring much of the wall. And so I think now they're kind of retooling and refocusing to maybe now turn back and say, okay, maybe we're ready now to think about growing fish. But that's something really important to think about, particularly in terms of new and emerging aquaculture and fish pond industries here, is we first have to fix what's a little bit broken, and then we can really have the conditions that our kupuna had that will enable us to grow fish.
When I was out there this summer, I saw the students rebuilding that wall, and it really was a tremendous effort.
Yes. I mean, I think it's definitely one of those things where you get back that muscle memory as a community of, this is how we come together, and this is how we make something new. And it's amazing because, I think Pai Pai could easily bring in cranes and, heavy equipment to do that work, but they really see it in their mission to teach the community how, through hand and muscle and sweat and, sweat equity, how to really value these structures that we build. Because I think by bringing so many people out to the fish pond, that's how you really have buy-in from the community and community support to really believe in what the work is that's being done.
So what's the fix? What are the things that the study bore out? What are the recommendations?
Well, so one of the major recommendations is to allow a larger area for the fish to swim. And so the number one thing that Pai Pai did was to fix that really big break in the wall. And so now you have the possibility of growing fish in the entire 88 acres of the pond instead of just the net pens. But we also recommended that if they did want to grow fish in net pens, that they move them to the cooler, deeper areas of the fish pond, which is a little bit more difficult in terms of maintenance. But what it does is that it protects the fish against these kinds of variations in temperature. And so when the cooler part of the fish ponds are the areas by where the stream is coming in, because the stream always brings in that really, really cold water, and it also tends to be the deeper part of the fish pond. We also suggested that if they couldn't do either of these, what we've seen in other areas, for instance, in shrimp farms, is you have these kind of these paddle machines that aerate the water, kind of like a little pump in our own fish tanks at home. You can do that, and so it creates kind of the circulation that is needed, as well as the oxygen for the fish to thrive. And the final thing we recommended was, oh, let's just harvest the fish. Yes, it's not at the ideal stage, but better to have some fish than no fish at all. So those are some of the suggestions that we followed. And we also know that the fish pond practitioners have a lot of traditional knowledge on their side that they're going to employ, and that we, as oceanographers, we might not necessarily, be able to suggest. And that's also wonderful, being able to study how the practices that they are implementing, how that also might affect fish pond health. So it's been a wonderful learning experience for us as contemporary scientists to learn from traditional science and traditional knowledge.
Well, thank you for sharing the story of Heia fish ponds and the study that you folks have been conducting over the past decade. And thank you for throwing some light on this subject as we move forward. Mahalo.
Thank you so much for your interest.
Rosie Allegato is the co-author of the study and assistant professor in the SOAS Department of Oceanography and the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College Program.